Hello, and welcome back to the Beyond Diversity podcast. Before we dive into today's inspiring conversation, we'd like to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to our sponsor, Rolex. Rolex isn't just a brand. It's a global symbol of excellence, precision, and innovation. Their support for the Beyond Diversity podcast aligns perfectly with our mission to foster inclusive leadership and celebrate the richness of diverse perspectives. Through their sponsorship, Rolex demonstrates their commitment to creating a world where time is not just measured in seconds, minutes, and hours, but in impactful moments and opportunities for all. Their belief in our cause helps us to bring you the inspiring stories and invaluable insights from leaders around the world. So, a huge thank you to Rolex for joining us in this journey of exploring diversity in leadership. Your support not only drives our podcast, but also reinforces the importance of diversity in shaping a better future. And now, let's get back to today's episode. Stay tuned for more enlightening discussions right here on the Beyond Diversity podcast.
Welcome to the Beyond Diversity podcast. I'm your host, Fiona Hill of Woods Kovalova Group. Today, we're diving into the crucial topic of building an anti-racist company, a practical guide for business leaders serious about making real change. The need for anti-racism in the workplace has never been more urgent. With systemic racism deeply embedded in many organizations, business leaders need to take proactive steps to dismantle these structures and create a more equitable environment. Leadership commitment is paramount in driving meaningful change within an organization. As a business leader, you hold a position of influence that can shape the culture and direction of your company. It's your responsibility to set the tone from the top and demonstrate an unwavering commitment to anti-racism. This commitment goes beyond mere rhetoric or token gestures. It requires concrete action and the implementation of policies and practices that promote equity and fairness throughout the organization. Leaders must lead by example, showing through their actions that anti-racism is not just a slogan, but a guiding principle that informs every decision and interaction. This may involve establishing diversity and inclusion initiatives, implementing anti-bias training programs, or creating accountability mechanisms to ensure all employees are treated fairly and equitably. By prioritizing anti-racism at the highest levels of the organization, leaders can inspire trust and confidence among employees and stakeholders, signaling a genuine commitment to creating a more inclusive and equitable workplace for all. Confronting our bias is not just a necessary step, but a fundamental pillar in the journey towards building an anti-racist company. Our biases, whether consciously held beliefs or deeply ingrained unconscious attitudes, wield immense power in shaping our behaviors and decision-making processes within the workplace. If left unaddressed, these biases can undercut the effectiveness of diversity and inclusion policies, perpetuating inequality and hindering progress. Acknowledging and addressing these biases requires profound introspection, self-awareness, and a willingness to challenge our assumptions and prejudices. It demands that we confront uncomfortable truths about ourselves and the world around us, recognizing the ways in which our biases may influence our perceptions and interactions with others. As leaders, it is imperative that we lead by example in this regard. We must actively confront our biases and commit to personal growth and development in order to create a more inclusive and equitable workplace. This may involve engaging in ongoing anti-bias training, seeking colleague feedback, or engaging in open and honest discussions about privilege and power dynamics. By demonstrating a commitment to confronting bias and fostering a culture of continuous learning and improvement, leaders can set the tone for the entire organization. Doing so can create a workplace where diversity is celebrated, inclusion is prioritized, and every individual is empowered to thrive. Implementing concrete strategies is the cornerstone of building an anti-racist company. It's not enough to merely have good intentions. Real change requires deliberate and actionable steps. This means going beyond surface-level efforts and implementing substantive measures that address the root causes of systemic racism within the organization. One crucial strategy is to create formal channels for feedback, ensuring that employees feel empowered to voice their concerns and experiences without fear of reprisal. This can take the form of town hall meetings, anonymous surveys, or dedicated feedback sessions, allowing for candid and honest dialogue about issues of diversity and inclusion. Additionally, conducting thorough assessments of company culture is essential for identifying areas of improvement and potential biases. This may involve conducting climate surveys, analyzing hiring and promotion data, and soliciting employee feedback at all levels of the organization. By gaining a deeper understanding of the existing culture, leaders can better tailor their efforts to address specific challenges and opportunities. Setting clear and measurable goals for diversity and inclusion is another critical strategy for driving meaningful change. These goals should be specific, achievable, and tied to key performance indicators, allowing progress to be tracked and evaluated over time. By holding leaders accountable for achieving these benchmarks, organizations can ensure that diversity and inclusion remain top priorities. Finally, fostering collaboration among employees is essential for creating a workplace culture where diversity is celebrated and everyone has an equal opportunity to thrive. This may involve establishing cross-functional teams to drive diversity and inclusion initiatives, providing training and development opportunities for employees from underrepresented backgrounds, and creating affinity groups to support marginalized communities within the organization. By taking these proactive steps, business leaders can create an environment where diversity is tolerated and embraced as a source of strength and innovation. Ultimately, building an anti-racist company requires a sustained and concerted effort from leaders at all levels of the organization. But by implementing concrete strategies and committing to ongoing improvement, we can create a workplace where everyone feels valued, respected, and empowered to succeed. Measuring success and holding leaders accountable are indispensable components of building an anti-racist company. Without clear metrics for success, it becomes challenging to assess the impact of anti-racist initiatives and track progress over time. Therefore, it is imperative to establish concrete benchmarks and hold leaders accountable for achieving them. One crucial aspect of measuring success is to define clear and measurable goals for diversity, equity, and inclusion. These goals should be specific, achievable, and aligned with the organization's broader mission and values. For example, goals may include increasing the representation of underrepresented groups in leadership positions, reducing disparities in pay and advancement opportunities, or fostering a more inclusive workplace culture. Once these goals have been established, tracking progress over time and regularly evaluating performance against established benchmarks is essential. This may involve collecting and analyzing data on hiring and promotion practices, conducting employee surveys to gauge satisfaction and engagement levels, or monitoring key performance indicators related to diversity and inclusion. Recognizing milestones along the way is also crucial for maintaining momentum and celebrating progress. Whether achieving a specific target for representation or implementing a new diversity training program, acknowledging these achievements helps reinforce the organization's commitment to anti-racism and motivates employees to continue their efforts. However, holding leaders accountable for any shortcomings or failures to meet established goals is equally important. This may involve conducting regular performance reviews that include an assessment of leaders' efforts to promote diversity and inclusion, providing feedback and support to help them improve, or taking disciplinary action if necessary. By quantifying progress and holding leaders accountable, business leaders can ensure that anti-racism remains a top priority within their organizations. Building an anti-racist company requires a sustained and concerted effort from leaders at all levels. However, by establishing clear metrics for success and holding leaders accountable for achieving them, organizations can create a more inclusive and equitable workplace for all. In conclusion, building an anti-racist company is not just a moral imperative, it's also a strategic necessity. The statistics speak for themselves. Organizations with diverse and inclusive workplaces are 35% more likely to outperform their competitors. Furthermore, companies with diverse leadership teams enjoy 21% higher profitability. But the benefits extend far beyond the bottom line. An inclusive workplace fosters a sense of belonging, empowerment, and psychological safety for employees. Studies show that diverse teams are more innovative, creative, and effective problem solvers, leading to better outcomes and higher levels of job satisfaction. For the organization, embracing diversity and inclusion leads to increased employee engagement, productivity, and retention. It enhances the organization's reputation as a desirable workplace, attracting top talent and fostering a culture of excellence. And let's not forget about the customers. Customers expect the companies they support to reflect their values and priorities in an increasingly diverse and interconnected world. By building an anti-racist company, organizations can strengthen customer relationships, enhance brand loyalty, and drive long-term growth and success. So let's commit to doing the work. Let's create workplaces where everyone feels valued, respected, and empowered to succeed. Together, we can build a future where diversity is celebrated, inclusion is the norm, and racism has no place. Thank you for joining us on this journey. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you ready to take your organization to new heights of diversity, equity, and inclusion? Look no further than Woods Kovalova Group, the premier consulting and training firm trusted by leaders around the globe. With a track record of excellence, Woods Kovalova Group has trained more than 35% of the Forbes Global 2000, helping organizations like yours unlock their full potential and drive meaningful change. Our expert team of consultants brings years of experience and a wealth of knowledge to every engagement, delivering customized solutions tailored to your unique needs and goals. Whether you're looking to foster a more inclusive workplace culture, develop your leadership team, or drive innovation through diversity, Woods Kovalova Group has the expertise and resources to help you succeed. Our comprehensive suite of services includes diversity, equity, and inclusion consulting, leadership development programs, cultural competency training, crisis management, sexual harassment, bias awareness workshops, employee resource group support, speaking, and much more. Don't miss out on the opportunity to work with the best in the business. Call us today at 1-719-581-6889 to schedule an appointment and take the first step towards building a more diverse, equitable, and inclusive organization. Thank you for considering Woods Kovalova Group. We look forward to partnering with you on your journey to success.